ECDC On Air,
the podcast of the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control.
Keeping up to date with European epidemiology.
Hello, welcome, and thanks for tuning in to ECDC On Air, the podcast of the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control. I'm your host, Lee, recording from my headquarters in Stockholm, Sweden. On today's episode, we're joined by Yorgos Theoharopoulos to discuss the ongoing ECDC for Africa CDC project. Yorgos spent some time as a project liaison officer at the Africa CDC, so we discuss what the project is and why these partnerships are important for global health security. So today we're joined by Yorgos Theoharopoulos. Yorgos, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Lee. Thanks. Nice to be here, first of all, and thank you for inviting me to this podcast.
Before we begin, can you tell us a little bit about your background and what you did before you joined ECDC?
I'm a public health professional, an epidemiologist, and before I came to ECDC, I worked for more than 15 years in humanitarian responses and in development projects. Many times also in resource-poor settings, very often directly supporting communities, and some other times working with the country's public health institutes and the government to strengthen the country health systems that were impacted by epidemics or disasters. Also, several times in the past, I was representing the organizations I was working for to regional and national health authorities of countries in Europe, Asia, Latin America, Southeast Asia, and the Pacific, and of course in several countries in Africa. So it is with this professional experience and background that I came to ECDC to work on a specific project, though. This is my second year in ECDC that I work as a scientific officer on preparedness and response, and in the project which is titled EU for Health Security in Africa, ECDC for Africa CDC.
Right. Today we're discussing ECDC for Africa CDC. Can you tell me briefly what that is?
Briefly, ECDC for Africa CDC is a four-year partnership that was officially launched 2 years ago on the 1st of January 2021. So with this project, our overall aim is to contribute to health security in Africa by sharing European Union practices and by strengthening Africa CDC to respond to health threats from communicable diseases. The project is funded by the European Commission, and more specifically by the Directorate General for International Partnerships.
Why is there a need for a knowledge transfer project like this one?
There is a need, especially when someone looks at health security from a global point of view. That is, again, for better health security, and because everything is connected in a way. So, for example, when ECDC contributes in strengthening Africa CDC's capacity to set up an infectious disease surveillance system, ECDC contributes at the same time to the earlier identification and assessment of threats. So, we expect that having an effective surveillance system in Africa would contribute to strengthen the infectious disease prevention and control programs, and like this, to reduce the overall disease burden in Africa. This, in turn, will reduce the risk of importation of diseases in the European Union member states, and will also reduce the risk for the European citizens who are traveling or might be working in Africa.
I see. So what are the different components of the project?
Capacity building, training, and sharing best practices are cross-cutting areas for cooperation throughout the project. The project is structured around three technical work packages, which are actually a group of project activities that they have the same objective, let's say. So the first group of activities has the objective to strengthen capacities of Africa CDC in preparedness, response, and emergency operations. Our work looks at disease prioritization and the development of a risk ranking tool, the delivery of simulation exercise trainings in and after action review learning events and workshops, and looks at providing technical support to existing and future emergency operation centers. The second package has the objective to improve indicator and event-based surveillance of infectious diseases. That includes also platforms for data sharing and early detection of threats. Here, the project focuses on the development of surveillance tools like apps or dashboards, and includes also the areas of One Health and healthcare-associated infections. And the third group of activities focus in strengthening foundations for a sustainable, trained public health workforce. As I told you before, this is a four-year partnership. The project started in 2021 and will last up to 2024. There is also a need there to support the organizational development of Africa CDC, because in the field of health security, Africa CDC can benefit from Europe's expertise on coordination and at working with 28 EU member states. Also, it is worth it to mention that the direct beneficiary of this project is Africa CDC and its five regional coordinating centers. We call them RCCs, while the indirect beneficiaries are the national public health institutes, CDCs, or similar national structures of Africa Union member states. Africa CDC operates as a network with headquarters in Addis Ababa, in Ethiopia, and working closely with the five regional coordinating centers, which are located in different parts of the continent.
Now, you were sent to work as a project liaison officer in Addis Ababa at the Africa CDC for 2 months. So why was that?
First of all, when it comes to health security, in ECDC, we understand very well how important it is to have a strong international cooperation and coordination with partners. We do better when we do together. And think also that at the European Union, but also globally, ECDC collaborates with many other centers for disease control, many other CDCs. You may be aware that in 2019, ECDC took an initiative to establish the network of major CDCs. This is an international forum to exchange information and expertise to respond to public health threats. This network involves a number of CDCs in the world, like CDC in Canada, the United States, China, Israel, Japan, Africa, and elsewhere. So, into this wider context, in ECDC, we aim at strengthening and expanding our relationship with Africa CDC as partners in the global health security. And the mission of the liaison officer is very much linked to this. I went last January to Africa CDC as project liaison officer and have stayed and worked there with colleagues and other partners of Africa CDC for 2 months. This has been a planned activity, or better to say a function or a role to assume as project staff and within the project framework, of course. And it is also planned that others from the project core team take up this role in the future. So with my deployment, we have initiated a rotation of the project core team for running the liaison function to Africa CDC. And this has been actually launched when our director, Andrea Amon, was visiting Africa CDC last January. So the liaison officer is a key position in the ECDC-Africa CDC partnership.
So what was really the scope of your mission then while you were there?
Yeah, it was very clear from the inception phase of the project that we would need to establish a rotation project liaison function to allow for more direct interactions with Africa CDC counterparts in all the specific areas of work. So the project liaison function is now embedded in Africa CDC, and as liaison officer, I had regular in-person collaboration and direct communication for needs assessments within the organization and identification of areas to improve and expand our partnership. The same scope also includes the successful implementation of the project work plan, and at the same time, I was promoting the visibility of ECDC and the project.
Overall, this sounds like quite a big project. What would you say was the biggest challenge during your mission there?
Yeah, there have been quite many challenges. There is a constant challenge, and I believe that it is underneath many other challenges as well in our work. Very often we are confronted with the fact that Africa CDC staff is overloaded with their regular tasks and moreover, from the need to respond to emergencies. Existing staff in Addis Ababa and in the 5 regional coordinating centers is often deployed on field missions at a very short notice. And in general, we can say that the availability of our counterpart is limited. Also, for the same reason, related to shortage of staff, Africa CDC in the headquarters and in the regional centers are having challenges to absorb all the actions proposed by the technical and the financial partners.
So you mentioned that the staff there are often on field work. How is epidemiological work different in Africa as it is in Europe?
Yeah, that's a very good question and difficult to put it, you know, in a few words. But whether that is about the surveillance of infectious diseases, about the preparedness planning, about the outbreak investigations and response, or even the scientific communication, the epidemiological work in Africa is very much different in some aspects and not at all different in some others. For example, the number and the size of the outbreaks of infectious diseases, the people affected directly, and the severity of the disease that they develop, and the outcome of this is very much different in Africa compared to the outbreaks from the same pathogens in Europe. But the approach in terms of public health measures to control the outbreaks is not different at all. In many occasions, you know, in most of the times, you know, our colleagues know what they have to do. But at the same time, everything happens in a resource-poor setting, which complicates the response. But on the other hand, sometimes the implemented measures in these settings may also prove to be more effective even compared to what we do sometimes here. Like, for example, in risk communication and community involvement.
Okay, so more generally, what are the differences or the similarities, in fact, between the Africa CDC and ECDC?
Yeah, to talk first about similarities, ECDC and Africa CDC are both supranational entities, and they are both aligned to their continental political unions. ECDC is aligned to the European Union and Africa CDC to the African Union. Then both institutions have the mission to support their respective member states. But look now at this. ECDC supports 28 member states with a total population of almost 500 million. And Africa CDC supports 55 member states of the African Union with a population of almost 1.5 billion. Think also that both agencies operate with long-term strategies to strengthen their response capacities at the continental level. Look, for example, at the Africa Union New Public Health Order Strategy and the European Health Union Strategy. Both of these strategies are very ambitious and challenging. Also, Africa CDC and ECDC are currently both undergoing through a wider organizational change, if you want. As institutions, they are given greater responsibility to respond to threats from infectious diseases. Another similarity is that ECDC's reinforced mandate was endorsed by the European Parliament and the Council, and Africa CDC has recently adopted an amended statute by the Africa Union Executive Council that is granting more autonomy in decision-making and resource management. And in the end, both agencies, they have been really significantly impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic, with their experts involved primarily in the response to the COVID-19 crisis. When it comes to differences between Africa CDC and ECDC, the first thing that would come to my mind is the number of staff employed. That in Africa CDC is obviously very little for their mandate to support 55 member states of the Africa Union. Then other differences involve the structures, I mean the organizational structures. The internal systems are different, and also the available skills of the staff within the organizations. There are many differences in their organizational cultures. But having said all that, one should always remember that Africa CDC is a very young organization that has been established just in 2017, compared to ECDC, that in a couple of years we will be celebrating its 20th birthday, if I'm not wrong.
Are there any specific relationships you made there that will be important for future work?
Yes, absolutely. Getting to know better colleagues from Africa CDC and the regional centers, but also from US CDC and other CDCs, and partners who are based in Addis Abeba, WHO representatives in Africa Union, the European Union delegation in Africa Union. So all this networking is very important in our future work. I had the chance recently to attend, for example, the second Partners Forum in Africa CDC, and this had been so interesting to hear experiences from other partners and how they interact with Africa CDC, and also to have the experience to, at that point, interact with them. The networking from the liaison officer position is part of the foundations for long-term collaboration between ECDC and Africa CDC. And they are gradually established, these foundations, and it seems that this collaboration has the potential to go far beyond the end date of the project and far beyond the current project framework as well.
So finally, my last question for today, what would you say was the most important lesson learned?
Maybe the most important lessons learned is that this partnership is an experience-sharing partnership. The first deployment in Africa CDC, working in Addis Abeba as liaison officer, gave to the technical teams the opportunity to work closer and demonstrate the importance of face-to-face interactions in building relationships and witnessing the mutual benefits for both technical institutions. For example, when we had detected the Mpox outbreak in Europe, Africa CDC shared with ECDC their experience of responding to the Mpox outbreak in Nigeria, that experience back from 2017 outbreak. They shared the structure, the success, and the challenges, but also they shared the community engagement and communication strategies, and this is something that they have developed. Yeah, so sometimes when I hear the name of our project being ECDC for Africa CDC, I think that it doesn't really consider the vice versa influence of and the exchange between the two institutions. I think that in the future we should also look to somehow amend the project title to better reflect the reality. And we should rather talk about ECDC and Africa CDC for health security. Because you see, as institutions, we are learning from each other, and we should mutually support each other on health security. And yes, through this project, we will continue to look for opportunities to improve our collaboration and take this partnership in the long-term success for both agencies.
That's great. Thank you very much for your time today, Yorgos. We look forward to potentially hearing more about this project and this partnership as time goes on. But thank you again and have a good day.
That was my pleasure. Thank you very much.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information on the ECDC for Africa CDC project, please find links in the notes of this episode. For more information on ECDC in general, please visit us at ecdc.europa.eu or follow us on social media.